What are the odds this time of year of getting a Christmas snow? A gift that pleases, a case of the sneezes, or a kiss neath a mistletoe? You doubt the odds against Christmas cards finding each friend on your list, or getting a box of oversized socks, but you don't stop to think about this. Christmas could have so easily been the day they invented the wheel, or the day Bad King John was so put upon that the Magna Carta was sealed. They could have discovered America on December the 25th, or snow could have fallen, or nothing at all, and we'd never have known what we missed.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have easily never ever begun. The odds against Christmas being Christmas, against love being born at all, were so very large that all of the rod should seem terribly, terribly small.
You have to remember, when you're in December, that you're at the close of a year. What would you have done if time had run out before Christmas was here? I'd like to point out that the odds against adding an extra month are 92 million to 3. You cannot put locks on all the clocks or chain Father Time to a tree. But whatever the odds this time of year, humans should never complain. Whether caught in the crush of a Christmas rush, or the snow, or the sleet, or the rain, whole galaxies in distant worlds would change places with any of you, because you have a day when love came to stay, though it nearly didn't come true.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have easily never ever begun. Christmas against love being born at all was so very large that all of the rods should seem terribly, terribly small.
You see just how lucky we were.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas
are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have